Oh, we back, baby. The return of the franchise. The internationally known show with an attitude that don't compromise. We've always been controversial because that's what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, T1 the TC coming at you. I don't know about you guys, but I freaking love that new intro music. What's up, and good evening to you. This is Todd Order from the Toddcast coming at you from the great state of PA, Central PA, to be exact. My name is Todd Orndorff, and I'll be your party host for this evening. Can you tell I've been rusty? What did I not do last episode that I've done virtually every single episode since 2016? A freaking credential check. I don't even know who I am anymore. I took so much freaking time off of this jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's credential is actually really cool. I'm a sucker for elk. My favorite big game animal in the world, my favorite animal period, is an elk. And a lot of people don't know, but in Pennsylvania, we have a thriving elk population. There's even a county called Elk County. You go to these businesses, every logo has an elk in it. All the food in a restaurant has some sort of elk name in it. And there's a distillery up there called Rut and Bugle in Benazet, Pennsylvania, my single favorite place in PA. And I stopped by Rut and Bugle not too long ago. And, you know how, like, you go to some places and they have, like, you know, free samples and whatnot? Well, let me tell you who took advantage. This guy. And I ended up walking out with just one bottle. I will say, the next time I go, I am getting the iced tea flavored whiskey. Son of a gun, was it insane. But I came home with this stuff called... I'm 35. I don't know why this name cracks me up, but it does. I came home with Rootin' Tootin'. I swear to God, I'm a man. I'd like to believe that I'm a manly man. And I just got a bottle of Rootin' Tootin'. But let me tell you about Rootin' Tootin' because it's freaking awesome. It is root beer flavored whiskey. And I'm telling you, it's a little bit dangerous. It's legit freaking root beer. I don't care what anybody says. Now, I do know for a fact that there is some alcohol in it because I have consumed quite a bit of this bottle. However, man, you would never know. Legitimately, you'd never know. So hats off to Rut and Bugle on to Rootin' Tootin'. Yeah, that's Rootin' Tootin' sounds like a mid-90s country song. Yeah, and I'm Rootin' Tootin'. Mm-hmm, I'm a Rootin' Tootin'. I don't know the other lyrics to that. I haven't made them up yet, but you might hear them coming soon. Coming soon to a concert near you. Rootin' Tootin' is from Rut and Bugle's distillery is today's credential. I can't believe I missed that last week. That's like one of the things. That's tradition on this show. Speaking of traditions, one of the things that we are doing from here on out, because I think it's cool to learn. It's pretty sexy to be smart. So let's learn a little bit. A new tradition that is starting on this show. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to. And so everybody knows, today is November 15th is when I'm recording this. And you know what that means.
This date in history!
In 2001, this was a big deal to a lot of people. I was 15 when this happened. The Xbox game console was officially released. I had one, not going to lie. It was pretty rad. In 1956, Elvis makes movie debut in Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
I know what you're thinking. Holy smokes, Elvis isn't dead and he just sang into Todd's microphone. Holy crap. Actually, that was me, not Elvis. Shocker, eh? 1984, Baby Faye, an infant who received a baboon heart transplant, dies. I just read this and this is nuts. This is insane. On October 26th, Bailey performed the world's first baboon-to-human heart transplant, replacing the 14-day-old infant's defective heart with the healthy, walnut-sized heart of a young baboon. Baby Faye survived the dangerous operation and her subsequent struggle for life received international attention. After living longer than any other human recipient of an animal heart, truth be told, I even know anybody ever tried animal hearts. I was born in 86. Baby Faye died before I was born, but still I'd never heard of this. Baby Faye's body made a concerted effort to reject the alien transplant. Doctors were forced to increase dosages of immunosuppressive drugs, which caused kidney failure. Ultimately, the doctors were defeated by the swift onset of heart failure, and on November 15th, Baby Faye died after holding on for 20 days. Holy smokes! Literally. Like, is that the last option? I mean, I understand what they say about, like, you know, where people come from and whatnot or whatever. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess at that age, you know, like, what... I mean, a few weeks old, I guess, at that point or whatever. How do you... what do you do? Hats off for trying. I mean, good Lord, I want anybody to try to, you know, save my children. But, wow. A baboon heart transplant. Anybody else ever hear this? That's wild to me. There's obviously a lot more that has probably happened over the literal hundreds of years. But I'm only going to... when I do this, I'm only going to read the ones that I think are interesting. And honestly, I think that crap's freaking interesting. A freaking baboon to baby. That's nuts. One thing I will say, though, about November 15th is right now, as I'm sitting here, November 15th, 2022, Central PA is getting their first snowfall. I'm looking out the window right now. The car is covered. The grass is covered. And I got a driveway out there that's completely freaking covered, and I got nobody else to do this. So, son of a gun, when I get done with y'all, so maybe you guys can keep me here for a little while. Whenever I get done with y'all, I'm going to have to go out there and break my back. So, who knows? This might be history. This might be someday on somebody's this date in history. Todd Orndorff from the Toddcast host, was outside shoveling and threw his freaking back out at the age of 35 because he decided to talk on a microphone and let the snow pile up. I don't know. Winter's here, though. And that means something really important to Central PA, guys. I am so looking forward to the continuation of hunting season. Archery season in Pennsylvania is over for me. It's done. And I got skunked. Truth be told, I bet you I didn't even have 12 hours out in the woods entire archery season. A lot of stuff going on. Kids, work, life, managing my home. You know how things work. You can't always... That's what happens when you get older. Time just kind of slips by on some things. And my favorite thing in the world to do in hunting season is archery. And literally, I wasn't even out there that much. However, I'm more excited this year for rifle season than I've ever been in my entire life. Because for really the first time ever, this is... like, never happened before. And with a smile on my face, I get to say I'm finally going to hunt with my dad. I was a very fortunate kid where I had my dad, who's my best friend on this planet, has been since the day I was born and will be until the day one of us goes. He will be my best friend. And So my dad was the sports and athletics influence in my life. My number one love was sports and athletics. And he was there every step of the way for me and every single thing I did, whether I was traveling to Canada to play baseball, whether I was traveling up and down the coast to play baseball, my dad was there. And he was there for every like first step within that world of mine. The outdoor influence was my stepfather, Fred, and he's the one who basically taught me the ins and outs of something I really, really, really grew to love, and that was the great outdoors. Well, in 2010, Fred had passed on, and I virtually always hunt by myself, literally always. But this year, my dad wants to hunt, and I think it's the coolest thing in the world. I picked up a blind for him the other day,
And he's got some property. We're going to go out back at the property where there's an incredible amount of sign because it hasn't been hunted in like 30 years. So we're just going to sit in the blind together side by side and we're going to hunt together. I care less if we see something. I would love to because I'd love to see him shoot one. That'd be one of the greatest feelings for me, honestly, ever. Just a deep passion of mine that really wasn't given to me from him. But a deep passion of mine that I can now pass on to him too, if that makes sense. It's really cool. I'm super, super stoked. And we did have a hiccup so far though. So my dad needed a rifle and I'm like, all right, rotator cuff surgery, something pretty accurate, something with a punch and, not a boatload of kick or whatever for him because obviously the rotator cuff surgery. So I picked out for a pretty decent price range. For someone who's not going to hunt a ton, I was really stoked about this rifle. So I found my dad a Savage 270, brand new in box, and suggested that I be the one to sight it in because I have experience with that over the years. So, dad buys the gun, he gives it to me, he goes off to do something, and I go to the range. All excited to shoot, I'm like, screw my .30-06, I'm just going to let that thing sit in the car. I just want to shoot his, you know, it's the brand new toy, you know, who doesn't want to play with a brand new toy? So, I get out there, I set my target up at 100 yards, and, load the cartridge, jack the bolt, pull the trigger, and I get a click. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. What? What? So I eject that shell, put another one in, click, click, click. After multiple clicks, I'm like, are you kidding me? So I looked at the back of the cartridge, and for you hunters, or just people who shoot guns, the back of the cartridge at the primer was just barely punctured by the firing pin. So immediately I'm like, oh, this ain't gonna happen. Absolutely not. I never got to hunt with my dad. So, like, I was freaking out. Like, literally, like, I was an emotional wreck. Like, this means a lot to me this 2022 hunting season, right? Like, I'm willing to sacrifice a deer so my dad could get one because I just, like, I want to be there for that moment. So I call the store up where we got it. Nothing we can do for you. Excuse me? We just dropped a boatload of dough an hour and a half ago, and you can't do nothing? Nope, sorry, can't do nothing. Then I get a call back from the store, and I'm like, well, maybe we could switch out the bolt. Well, the bolt has a serial number on it that matches the gun. So I march my butt into the store, and I'm not going to say that I caused the scene because I'm not really that type of guy, but I was angry, and I voiced my opinion, and some people I don't think were too happy with me. But I didn't cause a scene. I just used my words. And so I call Savage then. 5.5 weeks if you turn the gun in. If you ship us the gun, we look at it, we fix whatever's wrong, 5.5 weeks. I said, well, listen, sir, this ain't going to freaking happen because hunting season is over in 5.5 weeks. So we need to do something a little different. He said, the only thing that you can do is find a gunsmith. So that's what I did. And Almer's Gunsmithing, great guy. Awesome dude. Awesome dude. He currently has the gun. So for listeners of TO1 the TC, keep your fingers crossed that this gun gets fixed. Whatever needs to be done gets done because I want to hunt with my dad. And I want it to be this year. So Almer's, if you're listening, please get this thing done in time. Speaking of emotional things, let's get off that subject and go on to something else that's emotional. Or it could be. Listen, does this make me a bad parent? I need to talk to somebody. And I keep to myself. I really don't talk to people. I'm a loner at heart, so I just don't venture out and have conversations with random folks. But Sunday, I got my baby girl, little Lola May, just before she's about to go back to her mom's. She goes back Sunday nights. I said, hey, you got to feed the fish before you go. I got her and her brother a fish in our fish tank, and they love feeding the fish. I think it's cool, whatever. And she said, ha ha, hey, daddy, look, My fish is trying to hide. So I lean down because it's on like a small coffee table type deal. I lean down and I look at it and I'm like, okay, yeah, it is hiding. And I hurry up and hit the light. Her fish is freaking dead. Literally dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. Toast. Hasta luego. Gonzo. Sayonara, sucker. So, I hurry up and text her mom. I said, hey, I know it's a little early. It was like 45 minutes early, I believe, if I remember right. Where I said, hey, can I bring her over now? Are you home? Her fish died, and if she sees it, she's going to have a meltdown, and she has to go with you the rest of the night. I'm trying to help us both here. So she said, oh, no, yeah, please bring her. So I brought her over, and like a good dad, like the father of the year candidate, which I believe I am, today, before I got my kids from school, I drove my butt to Petco. I bought the same type of fish. And with like 20 minutes left before I picked both kids up from school, I dumped that son of a gun in the tank and they didn't even know. Fish have been fed by the children post-porridge. When, you know what? Can you hear it? Credential check. Right now, bottoms up, baby. For all the dads out there and for all the moms who switched their fish before their kids get home, this toast is to you. Yeah, I had to stop recording after that credential check because it's snowing that hard here. So I had to go do man stuff and shovel my driveway. Speaking of man stuff, though, I do want to bring something up. I put something out on social media about a particular thing that people talk about. And, you know, here in my home state of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman somehow won. And it's going to tick a lot of people off, but I don't really care. He somehow won. It makes no sense. There's like three places, okay, in Pennsylvania who were blue after the vote. It was like Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and my county. What? Penn State University is right here. I guess I understand that it's blue anyhow. It's just something you don't want to believe. But, and that's not what I'm getting into. I'm getting into, like, I was shooting some guns the other day, and it made me think of the interview I had with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation with Mr. Kevin. And we were talking about the image that people have of guns. And I had a conversation the other day about this friend of mine was saying, I don't like guns. And, like, you hear it, but you don't understand it if you're a gun user, someone who likes to go and shoot, someone who likes to carry. I understand the idea of someone using a firearm to kill somebody. I get that. That sucks. I don't think anybody should have to deal with that unless their life is severely threatened because you have a family, you got to go home at night, and you weren't doing anything wrong. You got to protect yourself and your family. That I understand. But just the idea of, oh, I don't like guns. I don't get that. And I was thinking back to that interview with Kevin, and he used a great analogy. And it's actually the analogy that I put on my social media post. A gun is not a weapon. If you go to a store, or, heck, you look in my living room, I got 6 guns in it right now. I just got done cleaning them. I literally have 6 guns sitting right here. Those are not weapons, guys. Those are firearms. There is a big, big difference. In my garage, I have my bat bag from my playing days when I used to play baseball. I have 3 bats in that bag at this very moment. Those are bats. They are not weapons. A firearm becomes a weapon when it is used to harm somebody. You see, there's a transition there. A baseball bat is just a baseball bat. But if it is used to harm somebody, that bat becomes a weapon. Is this, are we getting this? Are you guys picking up on this? Listen, I got a really smart audience. That's why I love you. I know you guys aren't dumb, and it's clear as day to figure this analogy out. A gun can sit cocked and loaded on a table for 200 years, and it will not fire. A bat will sit on a table for 200 years, and it will not waffle somebody upside the dome. If somebody grabs that firearm, pulls the trigger while pointed at an individual, at that point it becomes a weapon. So I don't understand. People say, I don't like guns. But you never hear somebody say, well, I don't like baseball bats. I don't like frying pans. You always see that in movies, right? People waffling someone out back with a freaking fire, with a frying pan. Nobody says that. They always say, I don't like guns. Let me tell you something. If someone's swinging a bat at your head, you ain't getting up either. You're down for the count and you're 6 feet under. So where's the difference? I mean, it's actually easier to walk around with a baseball bat. People don't look at you as weird as you do with a firearm. And with Pennsylvania being so blue right now, it's just, it makes me think, you know, and with the current administration not wanting guns, it bothers me. And I don't think that people really talk about that enough. You always hear people say, well, they're not going to take my guns. I'm guilty of that because they're not. However, problems don't get resolved. Eyes don't get opened if issues are not spoken upon. So I've always been not afraid to talk about stuff. You know, sometimes I get some messages like, hey, what you said might have been a little bit offensive. Or maybe what I said is good and people need to hear that. You can't tell a joke anymore, for crying out loud. Literally, you can't tell a joke anymore. It's crazy to me that this world is becoming what it is. And, I was at the range shooting, you know, and I got to thinking about this interview with Kevin from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And I was like, man, you know, people need to hear that, especially after this election. So my question to you is, do you like guns? And if not, after what I just said, why do you still not like guns? On a happier note, though, Show merch is back up and running. If anybody would like to purchase a shirt, a sweatshirt, long sleeve shirt, whatever it may be, contact me on the Talkcast on Instagram. That's where you can find me most. Find me on there for orders. And t-shirts, $27. Long sleeve shirts, $35. And $45 for a hoodie if you would like to support the show. Helps pay for equipment, any trips that we go on, like when I did the podcast convention. All these things really, really help. You know, we opened up show donations one time, and you guys were phenomenal. The show donations went to things to help us provide you guys with merch. I personally make the merch myself. Personally, in my home, I make the merchandise for you. And I've had a ton of orders. And now I've opened them back up. I did reach out to a couple people and who literally buy every single thing that I make and sell. And I'm like, hey, just so you know, the store's coming back up. And they're like, I was waiting on it. I was waiting for you to come back with stuff. You let me know. So if there's anybody out there who I don't know that who I've not really spoken to about that, and you want, hit me up on the Talkcast on Instagram. Send me a message. Say hi, comment on the shows, and speaking of comments on the shows, folks, I'm keeping this very short because I have to get back outside already. Literally, my driveway is white again. But speaking of commenting on the shows, we are on every podcast platform that there is. Feel free, give us a 5-star review. Feel free to give us a 5-star review. How cool is that? I would greatly appreciate that. It helps with everything that goes with the show. So give us a 5-star review. Tell us you love us. Tell us it's funny. Tell us you like guns. I don't care what it is. But give us a 5-star review. Folks, if you want to contact the show, like I said, Instagram, on the Toddcast, onthetoddcast@gmail.com. If you want to email the show, that's always fine too. I'm thinking we might start opening up fan questions again too, because those were so fun. I cannot tell you how fun fan questions were. When we were on TikTok with a really thriving page, we had fan questions all the time. Then I kind of got away from that and everything. So I think we're going to put some stuff out back on Instagram for fan questions. So if you don't follow On The Toddcast on Instagram, follow On The Toddcast on Instagram. I share all the cool stuff I do with my daughter and, you know, some show things. We do some funny skits and videos and everything. So it's really fun. But On The Toddcast on Instagram is the main place to find the show. Todd Orff on The Toddcast on Facebook, too. You can also reach out there for shirts and hoodies and such. So, folks, I got to get back outside because this is going to be horrendous. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Todd Orndorff. Out.
Hey, thank you for listening to Dad's show. Yeah,
baby.
Oh, we back, baby. The return of the franchise. The internationally known show with an attitude that don't compromise. We've always been controversial because that's what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, T1 the TC coming at you.